I look forward to it.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzande. You're tuning in to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012. And I am very excited today. We've got people packing in on the lines. We've got people all over the world tuning in. We had an incredible intention session. Some very powerful things came through to me, and some very powerful things will be revealed to you on this call because of the work that we did in the intention circle. It did affect you, so if you weren't on that, you may want to come on early because we always include you. And just by joining this event and entering in your information on our page and being a part of it, you are always a part of these intention sessions, whether you show up or not. But you will be here and experiencing some huge shifts, and that's what we have our guest Joshua Bloom here to do for us and with us. Now, I want to let everybody know this is one of those calls that I have taken some time to go through and really connect with the message, the work, the speaker, and what's going to be happening. So you really will want to be sharing this with your friends and family. I think this is going to be one of those that we talk about for a very long time here at the UWealth Revolution. And all of you know what those calls have been. They're the ones that shift the core, the foundation of what we are and who we are and how we see the world. So go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and let the world know what you're doing here and what's happening. Now I'm going to take a deep breath in because I think this is going to be an incredible, fun, and wild experience. We have a guest here today named Joshua Bloom, and he is going to be sharing with us something called quantum healing, and it's very different than what you may think, and it's very different than anything else you've probably seen, and we'll be talking about why that is, what the benefit of it is, and how it can affect your life and better your life right now. He is an internationally acclaimed trusted authority on quantum healing and the executive producer of the film The Ultimate Answer. And we said that in a lot of the emails of The Ultimate Answer. And you may be wondering what that is, and that's a good thing because we want to share that with you. He's been featured on the front page of the Washington Post as one of the first coaches to ever be featured in the mainstream media. He's the author of the book How to Heal Yourself Instantly, along with many other audio and video programs. Joshua is doing what most people would consider the impossible. Let me repeat that again. Joshua is doing what most people would consider to be impossible. He assists clients in completely releasing ailments such as fibromyalgia, pain, anxiety, depression, allergies, eczema, rosacea, and much, much more. Additionally, he trains students, and he's going to begin to train all of us on how to do this ourselves and make the connections and help others do the same. And I've got to be honest, as I talked with Joshua today, this is not just about body wellness and space. You're going to learn through the quantum healing work that it also deals with. There is no separation between the body and the physical manifestations and the emotional manifestations or blocks or challenges that may be keeping you from the life you really want. You're going to learn exactly what transformation is, how it's different than healing, why is it that some people don't heal and how they can shift their energy into transformation, how to leave the place of being stuck and open your life up to any possibility, and absolutely how to stop right now living a life of victimhood and create unlimited power in your life. So with much love and light, let's send a lot of love, intention, energy to our guest, Joshua Bloom. Joshua, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are very excited to have you. I guess the first place to start, and we talked about how we could really get people to connect here, is perhaps maybe asking one general question, and that is, how is and what is transformation? And how is it different than healing?
Well, when we think about healing, what we really focus on is fixing our problem. And isn't that what we want? We want to fix our problem? Well, we live in a model called the therapy model. You might also know it as the medical model. And we live in all sorts of different model names, but they're all really the same model. And the model we live in is really old and outdated. It's really not supporting us in our movement forward. So when we think about healing, we think about fixing. But fixing isn't really what we're able to do. There are more possibilities for us than simply fixing. We actually can evolve into a person that no longer requires the problem. So that when we are now somebody else that's not the person who used to have that problem, we sort of, you know, we've heard that people grow out of their problems when their kids, you know, they get older and that problem seems to have disappeared. We do evolve, but it doesn't happen as brilliantly as we would like, because once we get sick or once we get ill or once we have a problem emotionally, what happens is we get stuck and we go into a place of protection. And then instead of getting better, we end up getting worse and worse, and at best, we're staying the same. We're not getting worse, but we're not getting better. That's the best case scenario that typically happens. And so when we move into a better place of possibilities, when we're in growth, when we're in a place that healing is possible, that's when we can look at the possibilities, move forward in our life, and create an experience where anything is possible. But that's not our truth, because we don't believe that. We don't believe that we can move into a place where anything is possible, because we've been taught that it's not possible. We've been told that you can't take on this higher level position because who do you think you are? And we can't heal a problem that we have in our body because that's just not what is normal. And we can't change from being anxious or depressed to feeling empowered and open and alive, because we'll bring everybody else, we'll make everybody else around us feel badly because we feel good. And so we're not allowed to experience what we choose because of the rules that we have in our society and the rules that we put upon ourselves. So the bottom line is this: if we continue to live in that old model, we will have what we have now. But if we now move into a possibility that's beyond what you think is even possible, then that's when life gets exciting. That's when you get to create what you choose. You get to be in charge.
Amazing. And, you know, there's so many people right now who are listening to the call, and we're getting the comments and questions come in of, I've got to, you know, have this shift in my life. I've got to have this transformation. The old way is not working. The old things are not working. And I think it's very tempting for people to think, well, Joshua's always been that way. He's always known this. This was a gift. He's always had it all together. How did you discover this shift that we're going to call this quantum energy transformation and healing? And what was your life like before you discovered it, Joshua?
Well, that's a really good question, because I remember approximately 15, 16 years ago, I realized that out of the blue, almost like sneak attack, I was feeling good one day, and then sort of like the next day, I started getting anxiety attacks. And it was very difficult for me because I didn't know how to deal with it. And when I say that I had an anxiety attack, I don't mean like, oh, I felt a little fear. It was really in a place where I thought that I was going to die. And I needed to get to a place of safety. So if I was out and about, I needed to go home. And then it became, after practicing that over and over again and sort of living that difficult experience, I became scared to be alone. So that, I don't know how it was possible that I was able to be alone. I mean, I don't know how it's possible to actually not be alone, because how do you, I mean, all my friends would go to work and so forth. How do you arrange that? But at that time, I must have done so, because if I were to be alone, I would have totally went into panic and would have at least had to call somebody and again, go to that place of safety. So I was in a very difficult place where I didn't know how to move forward. And I was a life coach at the time. And it was, again, very, very difficult for me in this situation. And things just kept getting worse, as I was talking about earlier, that, you know, things sometimes don't get better. They just go into that place of either we maintain it or it just goes downhill. Well, that's what was happening for me. It was going downhill, and I wasn't evolving. I wasn't changing. I wasn't creating something new. I was living in my old stuff, and I was really good at it. I when I look back at it now, I was excellent at, you know, living in the past, living in negative energy, and being a complete mess. I really excelled at that. If that was a class in college, I would have gotten an A, maybe an A+. So I realized that that wasn't what I wanted my life to be, but I certainly didn't know how to change it. That was the key. So I went and I studied everything. I studied approximately 20 different healing modalities. And through my studying of these healing modalities, I learned information. I got information about, okay, this is what this does, and this is how this works, and this is what this does, and this is how this works. And I was getting a good understanding of what to do. And I had, at the time, I also had gone through a coaching certification, so I thought that I had, you know, I had a lot of stuff behind me, and still I was a complete mess, so what's the deal? So I kept moving forward in my life and realized, after even learning these healing modalities, that I had to change my life. The interesting thing, all of while this is happening, I was working in a hypnosis center, and I was doing a mixture of hypnosis and quantum healing. And while I was experiencing that, there were some days I remember that I got so anxious, I had to leave and somebody had to come and pick me up. I mean, that's how bad off I was. And through that ride, I couldn't get home fast enough to my safe place. I couldn't get there fast enough. It was very uncomfortable. But what was really interesting is that when clients came in and I worked with them, they were shifting and they were changing almost immediately. And sometimes even immediately, actually. It was very interesting. The funny thing that occurred was that I was getting very upset about my situation, but the clients were doing really well, to the point where the other hypnotists in the center were not thrilled about the results that I was getting. They were like, well, we're not getting those kinds of results. How do I get those kinds of results that Joshua is getting? And yet I couldn't even handle my own life in moving it forward, but I was really great at helping everybody else's life, so it was really great. So the key for this was that I knew that I knew something, but I didn't know what it was that I needed for myself. And it really wasn't until I got that handled that I recognized how to help people even faster. And it really changed my life. I think the key to my success was stopping the living my life from my past, stopping living my life from my trauma, stopping living my life from this old energy and start focusing on the new energy that's possible for me. And I did. I started looking at, well, what else is possible? What else could I create? Is it the only possibility that I'm stuck and anxious and not feeling good every day? Is there another possibility? And I started focusing on new possibilities, and I started to create them. And I started to create them energetically. In other words, it wasn't a strategy. You know, strategies are sort of the old thing today. It's sort of like obsolete. Strategies are really not what moves us forward. What moves us forward is who we choose to become and who we think it's possible for us to become. And the neat thing about the quantum healing, and actually what I like to call quantum energy transformation, is that you don't have to believe that the work will work. You don't have to believe that it's even possible to create the result. But if you can be in the possibility anyway, that's when life starts to attract more of those energies that change your life. And when you can lift your energy frequency higher than where the negative thoughts live, higher than where your fears are, higher than where you feel stuck in your life, You just don't experience those things. And here's the great thing. If you do experience those things, that's what quantum energy transformation is there for. That if you feel those things in your body and they feel very uncomfortable, we move through them very quickly, like in about, you know, 2-3 minutes. We move the energy in our body. We don't get the intellect involved. Instead, we move the energy in our body, and all of a sudden, the fear that we just felt is gone. The emotional traumas that we felt have just went away. And they go away when we allow ourselves to focus our energy on what's possible, believe it, whether we believe it or not, and then staying in the body for when those treasures show up. You know, it doesn't feel like a treasure. It's like anxiety, or it's depression, or it's some other emotion, and they feel really bad. But we take those treasures and we move them into a transformation of a lifetime. And you become more and more of who you are, really. Not the you that other people think you should be, not the you that you've been striving to be because you think other people think that would be good for you, but the you that you truly are, the authentic you in who you are capable of becoming.
Amazing. I guess a big question that as I'm seeing people write in and I'm feeling their place, what holds us back? What holds us back from this quantum energy transformation?
Well, I think what holds us back in our life is that we live in protection. If you're feeling a slight experience, or more than that, but at least a slight experience of what we call fight or flight, it's that adrenaline that's in your body. If you're feeling that adrenaline in your body, even just ever so slightly, and most of us do, by the way, and we don't even know it's there, we live this way because something went wrong. Someone said something nasty to us, so all of a sudden we go into fight or flight. We're not to work on time, and we feel stressed because of that. And so anytime you're feeling stressed or any other feeling that's not love, you're in fight or flight. And when you're in that fight-or-flight experience, whether it's a large experience, which might be an anxiety attack, or whether it's a small experience that we hardly even notice, we're in protection. And in that place, you can't heal. It's not possible. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton, who shares with us that if you're not in growth, you can't heal. So it doesn't matter what strategy you use. It doesn't matter what process you try to engage. The key is you have to first be in growth before you can heal anyway. And there's so many different healing modalities that I learned, and I realized when it worked, the person was in growth. When it didn't work, the person was in protection. And I saw that, and I realized, well, the very first thing that we have to do, because I created this quantum energy transformation, in creating this possible modality here, we really have to be in our body, be present, and be open, and be in the place of growth so that we can live from that point of view, not the stressed point of view that we typically live from. And here's the thing. Most of us are living in that stress. Most of us can't even find that place of calm. And the interesting thing about it is that we can't get to that place of calm because we've been conditioned to live our life in a different place of stress. And then there are people out there that tell us that it's very difficult to get into this place of beingness, that it's hard, that you have to do some sort of practice, whether that's meditation or whether that's yoga or whether that's something else. But we have to do something every day, and we've got to work on it, and it's got to be difficult. And actually, that's not the truth. The truth is that we can be in our bodies in an instant. We can be in a way of being that's like the most spiritual leaders get into in just seconds. It doesn't take that long, but that's what we've been conditioned and told, that we must work hard to get into a really great place of being where we can heal ourselves. The places of being that I teach my students to get into is a place where there is no fear, a place where you can be strong and live your life from a very different perspective than we normally do. So when you're moving through your life without fear, that's a totally different experience than living your life in stress. It's totally different. And when we live our life in our body, in that connection, without fear, we get to move forward in such a beautiful way. It's so powerful and so open.
Now, we talked, and one of the amazing, I think, miracle processes or gateways or activator you talk about is being in this place of love, being in this place of openness, and that is something that, when combined with the other work, has created these incredible quantum energy transformations. How is that different than, you know, as you speak about that, how is that different than what so many people, maybe even on this series, have been exposed to? How is that quantum energy transformation quite different than anything else they may have seen?
Well, I think most things work on the basis of strategy and technique and protocols. That's typically what we know of, because that's a therapy model or medical model approach. And so when we move forward in this old approach, what we get is what the protocol says to do. But when I work with a client, I want to know what my client requires. I don't care what the protocol says to do. What if my client doesn't need the protocol? What if they need only a part of the protocol? Or maybe they need something totally different than the protocol can offer. So I look at what my client requires and provide my client what they need, not what the protocol strategy says that we need. So I think what's different is it's very individualized. There is no particular strategy or particular way that I work with any one client. How I work with someone is for their own experience, their own individuality, so that we're all different. You know, if somebody has fibromyalgia, just because they have the same kind of issue as somebody else does, that doesn't mean that they're going to heal the same way that somebody else is. And that's where we get stuck in our therapy model thinking, is that, oh, if we do this and this and that creates freedom from this issue, then that's how it's done. Well, it may be for one person, but what about for most people? And how does that work? When we think of the medical model, we think about medication. And so we give people medication, and we know that it works for a percentage of people. And for another percentage of people, it doesn't work at all. And for everybody else, it's in the middle. And so with quantum, we adjust the process to work for everyone so that it's simple and everyone can do it. I like to say that we work with quantum energy transformation in the area of play. And you know, when we were kids and we used to play in the sandbox or go in the jungle gym or play tag with our friends? Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean that we want to play. Play with the energy. We're not allowed to play anymore. You know, we're adults. We're not supposed to play. We're supposed to be serious. Mm-hmm. I remember having a client, and I invited her to play, and she looked at me and she said, "Joshua, this is a very serious issue. I don't understand why you're not being serious about this issue with me." And I said, "Wow, that's an interesting perspective." And I said to her, "When you allow yourself to play, you will get out of the tightness that you're creating in your body by being so serious. You'll allow yourself to open up your energy in a different possibility. What you're doing isn't working right now. So are you open to a possibility of something else? Because if you're coming to see me, we're going to do something different than you're already doing, or it won't work, because what you're doing isn't working." So when we think about changing our perspective, because quantum is a new perspective, it's a new opportunity of possibility. So when we move into a new possibility, it may seem new, and maybe it's not something that we're used to. Well, of course not. If it was something that you're used to, it's not going to give you the result that you're looking for, because you'd already know it. The key to quantum is to play with it in a fun way. And I think healing is fun. I know that people have serious issues. But unless we get into a place where we're being creative, creativity creates new things. Living from our past, living in our own old patterns, gives us what we already have. So in order to move forward, playing is a way to create a new possibility and allow ourselves to create even things we don't think are possible. I never thought that I would have created many of the possibilities that I've created in my life. But if I didn't think they were possible, I wouldn't have created them in the way that I did. And it's quite interesting because I didn't always believe that it was possible, but I held the intention that it was possible. I mean, I remember a long time ago when I was a daycare teacher. And when I was a daycare teacher, I decided that I wanted to go up to a higher level. I didn't want to be a teacher anymore. I wanted to be some kind of director. And I remember my father saying to me, "Well, you really should just go get a teacher job, Joshua. I don't know if you're quite ready to go to the next level." Well, the truth of the matter is we're never ready. We're never ready to go to that next level. You have to decide that you're ready. I decided that I was ready, and I went to the interview. And when I got to the interview, I got the job on the spot. In the company that I got the job from, they don't give you jobs on the spot. But that was my reality, and that's what happened for me, because I believed in the possibility that I could get this job, and it could be amazing. And I did get the job. But a lot of my life has opened up that way when I realized that we have to live in the possibilities.
Wow. Wow. We have people flooding the questions and writing in and excited and jumping for joy and saying, "Yes, Joshua, thank you. Thank you. Great way to live. Thank you, Joshua. Joshua, you're a reflection of the I, and it makes sense. Thank you, Alton, for that. Let's do this. I know we've got a lot of things that we're going to be doing during the call. Can we perhaps do some of the exercises and experiential things, maybe one, and then have people get a sense of that play and then move forward?
Sounds good. I have an experience that I call the falling leaf. And the purpose for the falling leaf is to get you into your body. And you may be in your body already because there's something called entrainment, where just because of my voice frequency, you're actually and training to that just by listening. But we can even get into a deeper place of that with this exercise. And with this exercise, it brings you into your body. There's a difference between grounding and being in your body. If we think about grounding, it's really your connection to the earth. But if you think about being in your body, it also is connection to the earth with presence. So that the presence you now have is from an internal point of view, that you're actually living in the body versus just feeling that connection. So when you're living in the body, you have the ability to move energy at 4 million bits of information per second. If you're living outside the body, you only have the ability to create 40 bits of information per second. That's a big difference. So we want to get in the body so that the energy can flow through our body differently and create instant healing. And that's what the purpose of this is.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready, yes.
Okay, cool. So what I want to do is just invite you to take in a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. The reason that we breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth is because it strengthens our meridian system. And by breathing that way, it will help you get into your body more easily. So breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth a few times. Good. Now, just imagine that there is a leaf floating just above the top of your head. And allow that leaf to fall into the top of your head as you allow it to go down behind your eyes, passing your throat. And it falls just like leaves do, passing your heart, your upper stomach, passing your lower stomach, and going all the way down to the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. And could you allow the leaf to land there and to stick and just be there and allow your attention to follow it there as you keep your attention now at the base of your spine. And I want you to imagine that there is a nose right where the leaf is at the base of your spine. And I'd like you to breathe in through that nose and out through that nose. And as you breathe through the nose at the base of your spine, I'd like you to breathe really in through your real nose and out through your mouth and make that wind sound. Making the wind sound actually produces an energy frequency that's higher, and it will raise your frequency into a beautiful place. So breathe that way, in through your nose and out through your mouth, but you're seeing the air move through the nose at the base of your spine. Let's breathe together. In through the nose, out through the nose, at the base of your spine. Good. Now move your attention from the base of your spine and allow that energy at the base of your spine to move down to your feet so that you have connection between the base of your spine and under your feet. In a sense, you just feel that entire area at one time. You can feel underneath your feet. You can feel the energy at the base of your spine and between the base of your spine and your feet. So just allow yourself to forget about doing it right and just have your attention right at your feet or at the base of your spine or somewhere between. And really sense that heaviness that's coming into your body. And can you feel the heaviness and the groundedness, but also something else is there, that presence. And so just breathe in the presence. And again, and one more time. Good. So notice that in my voice, you can hear a difference. It sounds a little clearer now because I'm even more in my body than I was before. And that is what I'm talking about. When you change your energy frequency, your voice changes. And when your voice changes, you've lifted your energy frequency, and actually when you speak, that frequency gets emitted to everyone around you. So you affect everyone around you just by being. And that didn't take a long time, just took a moment. So how is that for you, Darius?
Wow. I sort of just went off, and you know what I started feeling was like my body first, the base of my spine was tingling. I felt like contractions. I felt energy, kind of like a little shock. And then I just sort of felt it go all the way down to my feet. That was very different. And I've done so much work. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm just kind of processing it. I want to hear from people, see what you experienced in that place and what happened. Terry said, I don't know why, but I'm feeling lightheaded and dizzy as soon as Joshua started talking about getting into the body. Even as he mentioned it, I felt like I was reintegrating and trying to get into that phase with my body. I want to hear what people felt. It was very, very powerful. Joshua, what's happening at that point? What happened to all of us, or most of us here that did the exercise?
Well, the neat thing about this work is that dizzy is a good thing. I know that we typically associate dizzy with something negative, but in this case, it's really a good thing. When you're dizzy like this, what's happening is that your body is shifting. You also are bringing more oxygen into the body, so that's also a part of the dizzy, but it's not all of the dizzy. So the dizzy feeling that we feel sometimes is the energy actually moving in the body, because we don't normally let it move, and so it's been stagnant for a while. So it's starting to move, and it's starting to open up a little bit in our body where we have more space in the body. And when that happens, we feel a little bit dizzy. And if you just, there's a couple things you can do to help that, so that okay. If you don't like the feeling, you can stamp your feet. That many times will get rid of the dizzy. And really keep your attention at the base of your spine or under your feet or somewhere in between. And just in, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute at the most, you will stop being dizzy and you will integrate. It is an integration experience. Your body will be balancing you out. And that's what quantum does, is it puts you into growth. And when you're in growth, you can heal. And the healing is a balancing and a release, so that it balances out your energy system, but it also releases the energy out of your body. Now, we know that there are lots of different tools out there today, and they're all really great. When you use a tool, typically we don't release it. We, you know, like sometimes we like cut cords, for example. There's nothing wrong with cutting cords. But there is a difference between cutting the cords and having a separation and it not being there at all. So if you release and it's just gone, well, you can't respond to something that's not there. Well, that is unless you have a different problem. But, you know, the idea here is that if you can release it and it's gone, you won't respond to that anxiety. You won't respond to that depression. You won't respond to that old trauma or that old incident. It just goes away. And so you don't have to ever worry about it reattaching or coming back or being in your way again. In other words, it's evolution. You walk forward into your life as an evolution instead of sort of refixing every few minutes or every few days or every few months. Yes. A lot of times people tell me that they've done other things and all of a sudden they've fixed their problem and they feel good about it, and then in 2 days it shows up again. Well,
yes,
that doesn't happen with quantum energy transformation.
Now, a lot of people are feeling some very definite things. Even some of their pets are responding and getting closer to them. They're seeing shifts. It's pretty amazing. One thing I've heard a lot of people saying is that they feel like a ton of energy being released. One other person, a few people said that they feel heaviness in certain areas, like the lower body and stuff. What's happening there?
Well, heaviness is a sign of really being in your body. And when we feel heavy, we don't feel fear. And that's an interesting thing, because typically we feel so light on our feet that, you know, if someone, you know, brushed us the wrong way, we'd fall over, because we're not grounded and we're not in our body typically. So this very simple exercise, and I do believe that the simple things work. People try to overcomplicate things, and I really feel like if people can't do it, they're not going to do it. So we've got to make it easy and effective. And so it is easy, and it is effective. All you do is you bring the leaf down to the base of your spine and even down to your feet. And when you feel that heaviness, it's creating a new sense of foundation for you. Now, you know, when we build a house, we don't build it upside down. We don't put the foundation on the top. We put the foundation on the bottom. But how we live in our own body is that we put the foundation on our top. We live in our head. And we've been taught that living in our head is really exactly where we're supposed to be, because our mom and dad and everybody else seems to appreciate that. And I get rewarded for being in my head. And I get praised when I'm being in my head. And so we have learned to do it so effectively. And then we leave ourselves with no foundation, no support, and we're wondering why our life isn't working. And this is such a simple way to bring that back, that you're able to think when you're in your body and your body is heavier. You're able to think in that place, but it's not your head thinking. Your whole body is thinking. And that's a different experience. Can you imagine if all of your cells and your entire body, including your brain and including every part of you and your spirituality, was all thinking as one unit? That's not how it is. We think in our head. We're disconnected from our spirituality. We shut down our emotions. We don't feel any of that. We normally live our life shut down, and we're trying to find a way to unshut it down. But then we look at strategies, and then we get stuck when we can't do it. And that's why when we work with the quantum and we get out of the rules and we allow ourselves to be creative again, then our energy gets into our body, or our higher self, in other words, gets into your body. We're present, we're grounded, and we're moving forward quite differently with a new foundation. And then our whole body thinks. And from that point of view, anything becomes possible.
Wow. So we are syncing up our quantum energy into our body and away from our head. And in fact, what's amazing about this is exactly what people are describing to the T. One person wrote in and said, wow, I felt very light in my head. I could feel the heaviness at the base of my spine and my feet. Darius, I do these exercises daily with you, and this is the first time I really felt the connection. Today is my day. Another person, Kathy, said, I can't begin to express the gratitude I feel. Angels do walk among us. Now, I know this is becoming one of the quickest interviews, because we're already at 42 past the hour, and I'm just thirsty and ready to keep drinking of this. So in the event that we are not able to get through everything, can we maybe can we move people through another process and then sort of share what that journey is about, and then experience that next unfoldment of this?
Absolutely. This next one really aligns with what we just did. We just experienced bringing the leaf down to the base of our spine, and then we breathed from that location as though we were breathing out of a nose at the base of our spine. And that breathing in and out through the nose, what it does is it creates a way to keep you down there, right? Keep you in your body. And so that's a nice place to get to. But you don't necessarily have to do the whole leaf experience to get there once you've done it once or twice. And I just hold the intention that everybody's just going to get this real easily, because it's definitely simple. So put the nose there at the base of your spine, and we're going to start from that experience. And just breathe in through the nose at the base of your spine and breathe out the nose at the base of your spine. And just allow yourself to soften your body and soften your body even more. Breathing in through that nose and out through that nose, and remembering that you're really breathing in through your nose and your real nose and out through your real mouth, but you're imagining that you're breathing in through the nose at the base of your spine and out the nose at the base of your spine. And then you're softening your body. We don't take enough time in our life to soften. And softening opens up space. And quantum is all about space. When you open up space in your body and you feel all the tension melt away, now so easily, we get to feel a different experience. All the energy can flow through us in such a beautiful way. And the energy moves by our intention. And at the same time, the energy moves where it needs to go. The energy moves because the body's intelligent. And the body knows where the energy needs to move. All you need to do is stay in your body at the base of your spine, breathing in and out through that nose. And by staying in this place, it holds your energy lower in your body, allowing you to be stronger, allowing you to be more open and relaxed. And every moment that you become more relaxed right now, you notice that you feel even more powerful. And just keep breathing. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing your out-breath to be longer than your in-breath. And anything that I say to do, if you forgot what I said, that's okay. Just do what you think is right for you, allowing your body to lead and allowing yourself to be calm and open and present inside your body. Everything comes from inside your body. Everything to heal yourself that's available to you is already inside your body. Be there for that, in that experience. I'm going to ask you some questions. And when I ask you these questions, what I'd like you to do is not answer the questions with your intellect, because we're out of our intellect right now and we're in the base of our spine and in our body. I want you to answer the questions with your body, so that once I ask the question, feel what happens in your body when I ask. Allowing yourself only to focus on the body and what the body is sharing with you. I promise you, if you soften and open and allow the energy to be present, you will get transformations from this experience beyond what you think is possible. So just allow yourself to breathe from the nose at the base of your spine, and let's continue. What's the problem? What's the problem? Notice where you feel that in your body, and just continue to breathe. What's the problem? And if it seems that I'm going too fast, that's okay. Just trust that your body will move forward, and you'll move forward as you do in just the perfect way. What's the problem? Just feel that. Breathing is good. How come it is the way it is? How come it is the way it is? Notice where you feel that in your body and just allow it to move. How come it is the way it is? Breathing is good. What created this problem? What created this problem? Notice where you feel it in your body and just allow it to move. What created this problem? Good. Is that the only possibility? Is that the only possibility? Notice where you feel that in your body and just allow it to move. Is that the only possibility? What else is possible? What else is possible? Notice where you feel that in your body and just allow it to move. What else is possible? Remember, breathing is good. What if you can change it right now? What if you could change it right now? Notice where you feel it in the body and breathe into that area of your body and allow it to move. Breathing is good. Allow yourself to breathe, keeping your attention at the base of your spine. What if you can change it now? What's bigger than that? What's bigger than that? Notice where you feel that in your body and just allow it to move. What's bigger than that? Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth and allowing your attention to be at the base of your spine or lower, and breathing through the nose at the base of your spine. That's it. Keep breathing. What else are you capable of? What else are you capable of? Notice what you feel in your body. Just allow. Just to let it move. Breathing is good. Just allow movement and flow. What else are you capable of? I know that you have chosen to create this shift now as you move forward into your future in such a beautiful way. And just allow yourself to come back into the room that you're in, feeling energized and excited, realizing all of the changes that you set forth in your body, allowing the body to lead, creating new possibilities, and becoming the you, you know, you can be. Breathing is good.
Wow. I'm just going to stay quiet for a moment. Let everybody take that in.
And there he is. While we're being quiet, would you like me to do another process right now, or do you want to wait for that?
Well, if it dovetails in, let's do it.
Okay, great, because we're right in this great space, a space to move more energy. So let's take it to another level. What I'd like you to do is think about whatever problem you're working on. You know, that exercise, the very first question was, what's the problem? So whatever that problem is, I want you to notice where you feel it in your body. So whether it's emotional or whether it's physical, it's all the same. And just notice for yourself inside of your body where you feel it. And if you have a physical issue, don't be surprised if you don't feel it where you think the issue is. Be curious. And notice if you feel it somewhere else as well. Or maybe a few different places in your body. Just notice what you feel, keeping your attention at the base of your spine, allowing your energy to be open as possible. Whatever that means to you, just open your energy. Allowing yourself to feel safe and secure and strong in this moment. And whatever you're working on, whatever the problem is, I want you to think about with your body what the antidote is. What's the antidote? And the antidote might be an energy, and it might be something else. Allow your body to answer that, not your head, but your body. And what I'd like you to do is create a ball of energy in your hand. And in that ball of energy, I'd like you to put the antidote and feel it in your hands. You'll probably feel it start to tingle, or you'll feel some other sensations by holding the antidote in your hands. And take that energy, that pure energy of love and the antidote, and put it right into your body, right where the largest sensation of it is. And just put it in there. Let it open and allow yourself to feel it enter your body. Feel the vibrational, energetic experience of that energy as it goes into the body, and allow it just to stay there and breathe. Breathing is so important. Breathing is good. When we breathe, it allows the energy to move. Breathing is the pump. So just allow your breath to be nice and easy, but flowing and strong. Allow your out-breath to have more wind sound and longer than your in-breath. And just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Keep breathing like that continuously without holding. Just keep breathing, feeling the antidote in that part of the body and allowing it to move and transform. If you soften your body, especially where the ball is, you'll be inviting energy to move and flow through you. Imagine that you are a flowing vessel of energy movement. And just breathe. Remember keeping your attention at the base of your spine, right where you might put a nose at the base of your spine, as we talked about before, and allowing yourself to breathe in and out through that nose. Keeping the breath steady and allowing yourself to transform. And think about what else is possible. Now allow the shift to happen in this moment. Just allow it. Be open to the shift. Be open to the possibility. And think about what else is possible. Letting that ball that holds the antidote to your problem just allow release and transformation now. Softening your body, everything happens in energy with softness. It's like very soft dancing inside of your body. You might be feeling things like shoots of energy going out your fingers. You might feel things like energy movement that you've never felt before. You may feel all different sensations. You may even feel pain, but it will be very short-lived. When pain comes in, it comes in, it's a little sharp, and then it leaves. That's how you know you've created a healing response when it has to do with pain. And so just allow that energy to move just so gracefully. There's nothing for you to do. Just relax, soften, and be at the base of your spine, or be with your attention underneath your feet. Staying in the lower part of your body allows you to move energy in your body. You're in growth. You're in a place of transformation. What else is possible? What else is possible? Remembering to breathe with your attention at the base of your spine. And trust. Even if you can't trust, trust. Trust that whatever you're experiencing right now is right for you. Trust that you're doing this process exactly the way you need it, just for you. And be present and open. Now, you might want to have a few deep breaths just to enliven you from this place, allowing you to be more awake, but even more present, allowing you to know that everything is moving forward exactly as it should in your own experience of your own authenticity and allowing change and transformation right now. And take that ball that's in your body, out of your body, and let it be right in front of you. And feel how light it is after this transformation. And just blow it away. Watch it float. And say goodbye. Keeping everything in your body that you require for health and healing, openness and creativity, allowing yourself to be more of who you are right now. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, you can open your eyes, come back into the room, and be present.
I'm going to let people slowly come back in and share their results of what they uncovered. Wow. I started with a challenge that I felt in my stomach, and then as you said, what's the problem? I felt it there, and then it moved up into my solar plexus and heart, and then it started to go away, and I couldn't feel it anymore. And then you asked, you know, is there something bigger, or what's bigger than this? And then I started feeling my heart expand, and then as we made the energy ball, and I took that energy ball, and I brought it into my body and into that space, it sort of dissipated all that. And the other thing I remember was that instead of having that ball stay in me and being sort of almost constricted by that, we took it out and we let it go free. And it was like I just felt myself floating and open and free. It was like I wasn't releasing or clearing or cutting. I was actually transforming, like I saw something more, like not that something was being taken out that I was covering up, but I was transforming like a butterfly. A very, very different sensation than I've ever felt. And I felt just about everything until today.
Well, it is like a butterfly. I love that you say that because, you know, when we think about a butterfly, you know, it starts out as a caterpillar that looks kind of ugly. And then it gets even more ugly. And it just sort of transforms. And in that transformation, it just becomes so beautiful. And what's really neat about quantum is that we sometimes do feel like a big mush. You know, in general, not because of quantum, but because that's how we feel. And so we take that mush that doesn't seem so positive, and then it becomes this most amazing experience and feeling we've ever had in our body. And then we feel lighter and happier and just like we want to go out and have a good time that when we might not have wanted to do that in such a long time.
Yeah, and I want to hear from people. I mean, we're getting from all sorts of people, many of which are very, very, very powerful in their own healing arts and everything. One person said, I feel tingles, my heart is wide open. That's Jules. She said, what an amazing day that I needed to just let go. It was a crazy day for her. She let go. Rose said, wow, before the call, I had a situation that angered me. Doing this meditation allowed me to focus in on the anger, draw more into the area, and answering these questions, I was better able to see and be at peace right now. So many people are feeling a lot of energy moving around. Maureen said, that was profound, laughing and crying out loud and forth and back. There's so much light in the places. It was working, she says, although I'm not sure everything was dissolved by that light. And I've got to tell you, Maureen, this was just like a tiny little example of what we're doing. But she said, in the main spot, it was amazing. And she said, I'm not drained at all. I feel more energy and, you know, sort of like more open, because she says with all of that, like laughing and crying and that catharsis that she was doing, she actually feels more clear. And I think that's very different than when people release. I want to also, God, we just got about 10 people write in. A lot of people said that was eternal. Alton said that was eternal love. I'm so excited for everyone. Tara said, my body is energized and buzzing with bliss, tingly, and energy. I experienced absolute transformation. Thank you for this access to being in my body, and the disconnection from the heavy feeling is being in our body, and access to the highest self. How peaceful, how enjoyable, how amazing. It's just flooding in, and many. And what's amazing is everybody's experiencing a very similar thing, which to me indicates that a very definite process is happening. Really quick, how is this different than conventional release? Because we do a lot of that here, release and clearing and cord cutting and things like that. Why is this different? And for people who've tried a lot of that other type of technology, why might this be a solution if that other technology doesn't seem to be working for them?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's really different is that we're getting into a place where there's no fear, and there's nothing stopping us, and we're also not running away from what we feel. You know, typically we're doing lots of different processes or lots of different healing techniques that want you, like, try to get you to heal, right? Get you to change or transform.
Right.
But we're not really going into the problem. We're sort of saying, I don't want to feel this feeling. I would like it to go away.
Yes.
But liking it to go away is different than it going away. Wanting it to heal is different than it healing. What needs to happen for healing to happen is you got to be in growth, and when you're in growth, there is no fear, and then there's no issue about going into the difficult places because it doesn't feel difficult. It's not, you know, what you might have thought was difficult a moment ago is now no longer difficult. So you can go into that energy and you say, yeah, something seems to be there. I'll give you an example. I was molested as a child, and so when I've already released that, but before I released it, it was really weighing me down. I was walking through my life with this really, really heavy feeling, and that was not a good thing because everything I did in the back of my mind and in my energy was this trauma that I experienced. And so releasing that just lifted so much energy that was no longer useful in my body out of me so that I could live my life quite differently. But here's the thing. As a child, when you process something, when you have a molestation or something like that happen to you, what you're thinking and what you're feeling in that moment is all stored in the cells of your body. And any time you think about it or try to think about it, it brings up so much fear in your body that it's ridiculous. So you can't handle it. What quantum allows you to do is get into that place where you feel so strong. Strong enough so that when you think of that molest, for me in my situation, it doesn't feel like a molest anymore. It feels like, oh, okay, there's a little bit of something there. Let's allow that to move. And then we move it and transform it in a gentle way. And when that happens, it leaves so brilliantly. And it transforms. So the difference, I think, is that also in quantum, we don't care whether you have a release where it leaves the body or a transformation where it moves and stays in the body, but it becomes useful. We don't care which way it goes. It's okay if it doesn't leave the body, as long as while it's there now, while the energy frequency is there, it's at a higher frequency, and that's what quantum does. When you have a problem, what we're doing is we're lifting the frequency of that problem. So let's say take depression, very low frequency. So we lift the depression to a very high frequency, and then it stays in the body and lives as love instead. you respond completely differently to it. You're not going to respond to it as if it were a trauma. Now you're responding in your body because it is different. It isn't the same. And that's what it's all about, is evolving into a person that no longer requires the problem. So when you lift the energy frequency where that problem no longer exists, you can't experience the problem, whether it's emotionally or physically.
Say that again, Joshua, that last sentence, when you lift the problem, right before that you said you become a person who no longer, and then I want to make sure we get that.
Sure. You become a person that no longer requires the problem, because you lift the energy frequency where that problem doesn't exist. See, problems exist in a lower energy frequency. So when we lift the energy frequency of the problem to a higher frequency, whether it releases out of the body or whether it stays in the body as that higher frequency doesn't matter, because now your response to it is quite different and you live your life quite differently. And that's evolution. And what evolution is really about is it's moving forward. You see, most of the time we get stopped or we get stuck or we can't move forward or we can't do that thing that I want to do because now I'm scared or whatever it is that's stopping us. And this particular modality allows us, it gives us the freedom to take that problem, raise the energy frequency, and no longer be stopped as we keep moving forward. So you don't have to do a healing session or create a time for it. You actually incorporate it into your life, because a transformation can happen, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. That's powerful. And then you just keep going forward and moving forward. And as you move forward into your life and you keep evolving and changing, you get to become somebody you know it's possible for you to become, but and you've always wanted to become. And now you get to be that person.
Wow. We have comments flooding in. I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, oh gosh, this can't be over. Mary said, I felt a pain in my stomach and then it was gone when the energy ball was introduced. I was floating and so relaxed. Lots of clarity now. Thank you, Joshua and Darius. Deb, I came on the call late. I had lots of stress going on at home. I had a strong pain in my right hip, my knee, and my ankle. It shifted to my left knee, then the base of my skull, and then it disappeared from everywhere. I felt a heavy blanket that was covering my entire body. I don't want to move. Osang from Barcelona, Spain said, before the ball, I felt the problem near my stomach. Then I felt it on my left shoulder. Put the ball there for the problem. I was yawning at the end of the process. Thank you, Darius and Joshua. Maureen said, I have not felt this good in a long, long time. Joshua, we have a challenge. We're running up against the clock, and we have people just flooding in with questions. It's amazing. Joanna just said, this was incredible, freeing, and mind-blowing. This is a new way of seeing life. Really quick, I want to talk about what you do and how people can go deeper into this, because this is so different and such a new paradigm, this quantum energy transformation that I believe people are going to be talking about. Everyone's going to be talking about what you do very, very soon, and we want to help that to become absolutely a reality. I want to share how people go deeper into this work, and maybe we can continue the dialogue from that place of looking at some of the components of the work that people can take with them and learn to do this work and apply it in their life and hopefully in the lives of other people. Can we do that?
Yeah. Does that mean talk about the package, or does that mean talk about...
No, let's talk about the package, because I know we're getting a lot of questions from people who want to go deeper and actually do this work in their life in a much deeper level.
All right,
and let me do this really quick. Let me just tell people where it is, because you know, I'm going to be walking through this with Joshua, and if you want to follow along with us, I think this will be very powerful and we can continue the discussion. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, and you spell that Joshua. That's uwealthrevolution.com, uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, Joshua. Now, Joshua, you put together what you call the 100% transformation formula, and I got to ask, I mean, there is a ton of stuff in here. Let's just go through and talk about what it is and why it's there and how it could benefit us.
Well, first of all, I created this package because I really want people to transform their life easily. And I want them to have all the tools to do that. And this program really does that. I've really packed it full of information that any one of these things that I'm going to talk about is amazing in itself. So it really will take you where you would like to go in your own transformation. So the first thing is the video training. This video training is called Effortless Evolution: Become the Person You Know You Can Be. And what it does is it teaches you to get out of your head and get back in your body. And I know that we learned some of that in this call, but it goes even deeper. And then it teaches you how to create evolution so it's effortless. You know, so many people tell us that it's so difficult to transform our lives, and it's hard and all that stuff. And I really don't believe that because it's not my experience. My experience that evolution is actually very simple, and this video will show you that. And then it teaches you how to live from your vision. You know, one of the things that's important is that we think that vision is visualization, and it's not at all the same. Visualization is a technique. Living from your vision is an energy. It's very, very different. And so you'll learn how to live from that energy so that it will propel you forward in your life where you won't even know how you got there. But who cares? Because where you get to is so much farther than you think it was possible for you to get. So it's just really transformative. The second thing we have is the audio training, and it's called Quantum, the New Paradigm for 2012. What else is possible? This program teaches you to be at cause rather than live at the effect of your life. Most of us are living at the effect of our life because, frankly, we've been taught that by our parents, our teachers, and family, and that's how we grew up. So unless we change that, we're always going to live as a victim. So it really changes that. It teaches you how to change that within you in a very simple way. It also helps you to discover your purpose, to live a meaningful life. You know, when we learn about our purpose, we don't learn about our purpose like most people do. You know, most people learn about their purpose by writing vision statements or coming up with things that sound good on paper. We're working with energy here. We want your purpose to be an energy feeling in your body that propels you forward in such a way that it's so compelling that there's nothing else except for that feeling in your body moving you forward. And that's what makes it meaningful to live, is to really discover your purpose. And when you have that purpose as a part of your energy, not like a word or a sentence, but it's a part of you, it's so much easier to move forward in your life. It also teaches you how to move from your old model to the new quantum model. It's an invitation to leave a therapy model context and now live in a new context, a quantum context, where really anything can become possible. And then it also gives you simple tools for manifestation. You know, get what you choose to have. If you choose to have it, it will bring it to you. And it does it in such an easy way because we teach you how to use the energy of this new energy that's coming in 2012 here. And it's already started to come in, and it's coming in even more. It's such a positive energy. We're all moving in this direction, into this quantum direction. And you'll be ahead of the game when you understand how we're all moving, because this audio training will teach you that. The third thing is a guided connection. And I say guided connection versus a meditation because a meditation usually is something that goes up and out. Many times we're floating above and having fun in our meditations all outside the body. In a guided connection, it's really about being inside of our body. And you experience that today a little bit, where we go into the body and down. And when you do, you access your spirituality from a very gentle place, but a very strong and profound place. So when I say guided connection, it's what we did earlier just a few minutes ago, where we go down into our body instead of up and out. And so this guided connection is called 2012 Energy Stabilizer, bringing stability into your energy system. It teaches you how to root. Rooting teaches you to get really deep into the connection that you have with the earth in a different way than we did on the call. And when you get into that deep place, it shows you another way, because we need more than one way. You know, if you have one way that does something that works, great. But when that way doesn't work, you want another way. And so quantum is about teaching you many different ways to do the same thing, so that when you need something and your energy requires something different, you'll never need to look anywhere else. You'll find it right here. And so it brings you into a place where there is no fear, and it teaches you how to focus differently as well. So it's such a great process. And it's, like I said earlier, this work is kind of fun. It's fun because it takes you into places that you never thought you'd go. And then when you sort of open your eyes and come back, it's like, wow, I really experienced something really unique today. But that's common in quantum energy transformation. My students always tell me, when I did it this time, it was so much different than the last time. Yeah, because as you evolve, things happen faster through momentum, and things get easier. So it's pretty powerful. The fourth item is another guided connection called 2012 Energy Stabilizer, creating space in the body for instant results. When you create space in your body, it gives more room for energy to move. You know, normally we're not living our life that way. We're living our life very tight and very compressed. You know, if you're sitting on a bus, you don't want to be in anybody's space. You sort of, you know, squish in, and that's how we live our life, whether we're on a bus or not. And so we learn how to open up space in our body in such a powerful way. And when you open up space, it actually makes you stronger. And when you have an emotional thing come up, it's not going to affect you because you're going to be strong. When you have something that pushes your buttons, you're not going to be as affected by that because you're going to be strong. So it really gives you that strength. And it teaches you to breathe differently to change your emotional state. It also produces quantum transformation within your body. In other words, cellular healing. So the process itself creates a cellular shift within your body. And then it also teaches you to get into a healing state, which is the growth state that we've been talking so much about today. And that's a very powerful, powerful experience.
Joshua,
number
so
five,
when they...
Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask a quick question about this?
Sure.
There's so much here. It's just astounding. And yet it's, you know, each piece is building and building. And what we went through, people had such profound impact. And we did a tiny piece. I know there's so much here. I'm not sure how to proceed other than, I guess, you know, what, really quick, I mean, what is a one of your favorite or most profound transformations that you've seen in one of your clients? And then I want to keep going through this because I really want people to get what is here. This is astounding stuff.
Well, there have been so many. You know, truthfully, it's common for me to experience transformation with people just about on a daily basis. And some of the recent ones have been, there was a woman who listened to a call just like this. Just by listening to the call and doing these guided connections, she experienced an inner ear issue vanish. And she was actually really surprised at that nothing else had worked. She had tried so hard to fix this problem in many different ways, and nothing was changing it. And she just simply relaxed with me, and it changed. That's really profound. There was another person who had chronic fatigue, and I shared a different way of breathing. And instantly, her chronic fatigue went away within 24 hours. These are very simple understandings that make profound shifts. People who've had migraine headaches. I remember a woman who had migraine headaches, and her migraine headaches were so bad that she had so many other problems, she didn't even share them with me because she was so upset about the migraine headaches were really limiting her life. And she had so many other things. She had eczema, pain at the base of her spine. She was yelling at her kids. There were so many different things that were happening with her. But she didn't share any of that with me. She shared with me that she wanted this migraine headaches to go away. Just by working on the migraine headaches, all the issues went away, including the eczema. And the migraine headaches got so much better. I think she was getting 2 a year. I mean, from having cluster migraine headaches that would happen almost on a daily basis or every other day to 2 a year was amazing, amazing. Recently, there was a woman who called me because she had ADD, and she was on medication for ADD, and she didn't want to be on medication. She didn't like ADD, and she had heard that I had ADD. And I did. I don't anymore. I don't identify with having ADD at all because I was able to, using this same work, using the same information that's in this package here, transformed my life so I no longer have ADD. I also used to have migraine headaches, too. I don't have those either. And fear, as you've heard earlier. So I've really transformed my life greatly. But this lady, you know, I had one session with her. One session. She got off of her ADD medication. She no longer is exhausted during the day because even though she had ADD and she wasn't able to pay attention, she was exhausted. So now she's no longer exhausted and she's not under medication and she's living quite differently today. And she's like, Joshua, this work is so amazing. You have to just share it with everybody. And I'm like, yeah, that's what's meaningful to me. Is because one session of doing some very simple things changed this lady's life. Wow. And that's why I do this. That's why I'm here talking with you today, is because if I can just affect one person's life, and I know I'm going to affect more because this work is so simple and it's fun and it's easy, that it's going to be easy for people to experience this kind of transformation. I experience it every day with my clients. People email me every day with all the great things they have to say about what they've created for themselves. Because quantum healing is self-healing. It's not that I'm doing something to them. It's their choosing. I'm going to change my life today. Let's do it.
Yes, and let's share this because it's at youwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. And I want to just really quick let people know that you included here $1,566 in amazing release exercises, transformation. I mean, everything that I've never seen anything like this before. And you actually worked with our team and with our producer to make it available for everyone by bringing the price down 93% off. Yes, it's $97. And for people who want to try it and experience it, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Joshua, tell me more about what I'm seeing in item 6, which is permanently releasing the negativity from yourselves and cutting the ties to the past.
Well, as we talked about before, when you do cutting of things, you're just separating. But in quantum, what you're doing is releasing or transforming. And so this process fully releases past traumas, events, the energetic charge behind people. It's like the experience that we did with the ball today, except for that there's a lot more than what I shared with you on this call in this particular item. This item actually is really profound. It's one of my favorite exercises. I have people who do just this exercise every day to create new possibilities It's just amazing. So it also it's a big releaser, if you think about it. It releases and transforms. And it permanently releases cellular memory from emotional and physical issues. And that's a big thing that it does. So if you have something that you want to change that happened in the past, it handles your past issues very easily. And it does it by chakras. So, and if you know about chakras, great. And if you don't know about them, that's fine too. But if you think about the right. chakra system being in all parts of your body, that means everywhere that you have cellular information, it's going to handle it.
Wow. Well, we're getting tons of questions floating in, and we're still on item 7 here, and there's like 10 items, I believe, or if not, 9 items. And you also, I mean, we're not just talking about releasing the energy that creates discord in the body, dis-ease, and emotional turmoil and emotional blocks, but then stepping up the quantum waves for instant manifestation. And you talk about in item 7 this limiting energy that is stored in our cellular memory, and that this can actually keep us from connecting to ourselves and the possibilities and the things that we want to manifest in our life. What is that, the quantum ways for instant manifestation? How does that work, and what does it do?
Well, this particular guided connection is very special because it also is a different way to release cellular memory. But it does it through inviting the energy to move in the body. So it's a different kind of invitation. Remember, everything that I do is very simple. So you just follow what it says, and it brings you there. It also raises your energy frequency. It reconnects you to yourself and strengthens you. And it also helps you set new intentions that create new manifestations. So we all want to create new things. We all want to manifest things. Some of us want to manifest money. Other people want to manifest a relationship. Other people would like to manifest a new career. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, it gives you the tools within this guided connection to take you where you need to go so that all of the things you feel are blocking you go away. It really is. It is very powerful. And it does it through actually waves. And that's why it's called quantum waves for instant manifestation. Because energy moves in waves in your body. And so it generates those waves in the body to move through you and create quantum shifts. You know, Darius, you had said that you had felt during the process energy in one part of your body and then it moved to another part. That's a wave. The energy moves, so it waves either up or maybe it waves down or maybe it goes left or maybe it goes right. But however it waves, every time it does, it's a transformation or a release, and it's powerful.
Someone just wrote in, they said, I felt more with Joshua's sample exercises than I have on any of the calls so far. My leg was having these tiny spasms the entire time. And she just incredible things are happening. We're getting tons of responses. We're even out of time. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, Joshua. And lastly, you've got one more item here I want to cover really quick, which is item 8, which is manifesting your destiny. Positively manifest anything now. And you talk about something that actually I'm getting very curious about. This holographic ball of energy, to actually use that, something similar to that ball of energy that we did to release that negative energy, but to set an intention into our future. Really quick. I mean, I've never seen anybody bring together the physical healing, but then also the manifestation and creation part together. So kind of tell me about how that works, and then, you know, gosh, anything else, because I think we're all just so excited here.
Well, this one is really exciting because it does use that ball of energy that we use today also. But here's what it does. It actually helps you goal set at the identity level. Now, you know what we normally do with goal setting, right? We sit down with a pen and paper, and we say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to achieve, and we write it down, and we have to make it specific, and we have to, you know, follow the rules of how to go to set a goal, and then you might even take that to a vision board and so forth and move through your life. Well, that's a long process, and it's also an intellectual process. This process is a body process, because your cells, the information in your cells, is what's either moving you forward or holding you back. And so in this experience, it sets new intentions and puts it out into your future so that as you move forward into your life, you are creating and evolving into those things you choose to have. So it actually goal sets at the identity level, not at the strategy level. So if you think about the strategy level being a low level of setting an intention, the identity and spirituality levels are much higher. So if you set an intention at a much higher level, you're more likely to receive that experience or to have that intention, and you'll have that intention at such a deep level in your body that you'll be ready for it when it shows up. So there won't be that fear because you'll be evolving yourself to create it. It's just a powerful experience. It also teaches you how to live your life from your vision. It promotes instant cellular healing and transformation. And it raises your energy frequency as well. And it also releases the cellular memory from emotional and physical issues that, you know, things that might be holding you back. This is going to take care of that. And it does it in a very quick way. The things that I teach tend to happen very quickly, as we've been hearing today on the call. But yeah, it's easy stuff, but profound results. You know, we missed number 5, by the way. So can I cover that real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
Number 5 is creating unlimited possibilities. It's called shifting into the possible you. And this is also an amazing experience because it gives you the understanding that your possibilities are before you. And no matter what has happened in your past, it doesn't matter because what you can create now is up to you. You're in charge of you, and you have the ability to do that. So this raises your energy frequency so that you can get into a place where you can have what you choose to have, and it makes you feel lighter, happier, and it gives you more energy. Have you ever felt like you didn't have enough energy to get through the day? This process will change that experience in your life. It also creates openness and space in your body. Remember, we talked about openness and space and what it does for you. But it changes your physical and emotional experiences so that when you're finished experiencing it, you're no longer the same person that you were when you started. And some of you may have felt that today with what we did in this call today. It also sets intentions and helps you create a new future. You know, if you don't like what you have right now, you can create something new. And it also releases what stops you in your life and brings you to a new resolution. You know, we want to handle things. We want to move forward in our life and take care of those things. And that process, number 5, will really do that for you.
Mm. There is so much here, and I am so excited to share this with everybody. And we're getting a bunch of questions again coming in. Rachel asked, yeah, where is this again? It's at youwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. And Joshua, $97, they get everything. This is immediately available. So what would be the first thing that you would recommend somebody start with once they get this program?
Well, the easy thing is that I actually put them in the order that I think you should go through them. I think you got to watch the video first because the video is really going to give you an overall point of view so that you know what you're going to experience later on. Then you're going to go through the audio program, the audio training, that really is a practitioner-level training. For $97, you're getting that too. And to be honest with you, I just want you to succeed, and that's why I put it in here. And so it is a practitioner-level training, and you are going to be able to learn what I'm teaching, or at least a good portion of what I'm teaching to practitioners, so that they can help other people. And then just go down the list through all of these wonderful guided connections. You know, it's important to have many different ways to create something because, like I said earlier, either we've listened to that CD over and over again and we're sort of done with that kind of thing. When you have different ways and new ways to do it, it becomes more exciting and more creative. So I give you a whole bunch of ways to play and create your life. And any one of them is powerful enough to create humongous change. Any one of them. But I wanted you to have them all.
Well, I want to thank you. I'm going to just let people know we're out of time, absolutely beyond the point, and I think we could keep going. We've got tons of questions coming in, and people are wanting all of this information. One person, Angela, said this is the most powerful energy shifts in such a sweet and beautiful way. So, so uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Joshua, any final words for the group here and for everybody that's tuning in over 100 countries to this event and really just opening up to this amazing information today?
Well, I want you to succeed. And whatever you've learned on this experience today that we've had a great experience together. And I feel so connected to you, even though I don't know who you are yet. I feel so connected to you out there. And I know that you want to be able to create a change in your life. And it's so meaningful for me to help you do that. So if I can help you in any way to get there, I just want you to know that I'm with you in energy, and I'm just so passionate about being there for you.
Thank you so much for being here, for sharing, for what you're doing, and sharing your gifts with the planet and deciding to make that difference in the world. Thank you, Joshua, so very much. Everyone, let's do this. Let's send love to Joshua Bloom and just fill him up with your love and your connection and your true self and who you are and the gift that he gave us, the gifts that he gave us today on the count of three. One, two, three. Fantastic. Thank you, Joshua, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I felt all of that energy just move through my body. Thank you so much. And I send it back to every single one of you with love and healing, transformation, and the understanding that anything is possible. I hold that possible for you.